producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. Both pages are second to none. Tell us your thoughts. You can also check us out on our Twitter account. Excuse me. Which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or again, Bradley Dean EE. We have about 300,000 friends interacting on a daily basis, and we just want to high five you because we can do this together, right? Faith without works is dead. We're showing you our faith by our works, by actually partaking and engaging in the fight for our freedoms, because we understand what's written on the archive building in Washington, D.C. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. Amen. We all know that to be true. Folks, we're going to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just 1 second here. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And folks, I also wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. And folks, I also wanted to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, said George Washington, who actually extracted that from the Christ in whom we serve, 1 Corinthians 11:1. So in saying that, friends, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's happening in the United States of America? Some crazy stuff, as usual. And we wouldn't be in this position today had the American people awakened to the situation at hand and actually responded to the threats coming from this criminal administration. I also wanted to let you know that it was Aristotle who rightly said that tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Is that what you're seeing happen today? Absolutely are, friends. And let me tell you, it's a lack of gratitude towards a just and a holy God and towards the veterans who paid the ultimate price, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have, John 15:13. Did you know Sheriff David Clark warns of Obama's gun confiscation mission? Everybody knows that this is an anti-American agenda from this administration. And again, friends, we see this happening in our faces. But to counter that, we have also on sonsoflibertymedia.com the real intent of the Second Amendment. This guy's name is Ben Swan. He is a reporter for CBS News, friends. And one has to ask themselves the question, how did he get away with this working in the state-controlled media outlets? Well, he did it. And folks, this piece is seconds and none. It's a short video, but he explains the Second Amendment and its purpose. And let me tell you this, you're going to be shocked, I promise you, because guess what? what? He did his job. He really did his job. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I also want to link to your candor. Dave Hodges reported on his latest column, a video, again. He asked the question, what happens to a nation after gun confiscation? Well, we've been over that so many times, friends, concerning what dictators do, how they do it. Who is the greatest threat to the people? Well, we find that the state is, and we find that out through the repeating of itself concerning history and dictators. The state is the most dangerous. They are responsible for killing more people than anyone else. And, folks, that's why we are an armed people. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amen. Folks, also want to let you know, we have a Connecticut principal who promoted coexistence. He was murdered by Islamic terrorists over in Israel. Now, I've shared with you in the past, friends, coexistence is a bunch of baloney. Interestingly enough, when you read scripture in Judges chapter 5, verse 8, it said, when there's other gods within the gates, there will be war. But this Connecticut principal, he wanted to promote coexistence, you know, just coexist. Well, he was murdered by those that don't coexist, and he was murdered by an Islamic terrorist, and folks, so there you have it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, Ted Cruz on sonsoflibertymedia.com actually posted, climate change is not science, it is religion. You better bet your bottom dollar it's religion. It's also a totalitarian method, folks, because you need to understand that these people are dangerous. They love Mother Earth more than they love human beings. Just go ahead and ask Planned Parenthood and this administration. You'll find my statement to be true. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Paul Ryan preemptively surrenders to whatever Barack Obama wants. Yep, he's already at it, folks. He's failing to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, as the Speaker of the House is just going along to get along, but America, you should already have known that they're all in this together. You've exchanged tyranny for another little tyrant wannabe. And here you have it from Paul Ryan. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com wanted to let you know as well that Mr. Ben Carson, this is crazy stuff, but this explains Ben Carson for all those that love Ben Carson out there. Seems like a really good guy, but friends, I gotta say, he's not presidential. You want to know why? Because he doesn't stand when he needs to stand. He moves. He fluctuates in the time of testing. And we also found out, just to lay to your candor again, here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you ever wondered why Ben Carson caved to the sodomites before, this may explain it. Well, Ben Carson, as a corporate member, supported aggressive sodomite right policies at both Costco and Kellogg. Just saying, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're not here, folks, on the sonsoflibertyradio.com promoting any individual. We're promoting the truth, because we have no king but King Jesus, and people need to go back and find out that during the revolution, those were the flags that were flying. No king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. And why was it that they were appealing to heaven? Because they wanted to crown King Jesus, and that's exactly what they did by their deeds. Also wanted to let you know some crazy stuff happening out in Oklahoma. Tulsa's Veterans Day Parade participant called designated Muslim terrorist group participation in parade. Atrocious. Yeah. For the first time, CARE, those that have Muslim Brotherhood ties to terrorist groups, they're also, CARE is C-A-I-R, a Muslim Brother Front group, will have a float in the Veterans Day Parade in downtown Tulsa on November 11th, and many veterans are outraged. Of course, because many of them seen their brothers and sisters die fighting against the very ideologies that the American people are tolerating through the CARE organization, as well as the current administration, and shame on you for tolerating these crimes against we the people in the United States of America. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
You're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and put up today's events and contrast that. Parallel that with King George, the tyrant that our forefathers fought off. And you'll find after reading the Declaration of Independence that three-quarters of that document is our forefathers resisting and actually not only resisting, folks, but throwing off corrupt governments. And interestingly enough, you'll also find that our forefathers tolerated much less than that the American people have tolerated up to date, majorly. And I'm saying that to say this, because America, it really is time for Americans in this country to emulate our forefathers, to follow in pursuit, those that have gone before us. And we're to follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before us in the faith, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews. But in saying that, did you know that Abraham Lincoln said this? He said, "We the people," that's us friends, "are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but the men who pervert the Constitution." I want to say that again. This is Abraham Lincoln. And again, listen to who's saying this, friends. "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but the men who pervert the Constitution." I mean, the American people act as if that when they actually obey the law and the government is wrong, for some reason they believe that they're doing something wrong when righting the wrong. Well, let me tell you something, friends. You're wrong to think that. You're right for doing the right thing right now. And that's what we should be doing. Do you remember when Obama was called out on the carpet for his tyrannical methods? And friends, they are tyrannical. Let's call it for what it is. And in response, Barry Satoro stated, that'd be Barack Hussein Obama, that's his Muslim name. He publicly stated, "I'm not a dictator." Why would he even have to say that he's not a dictator? See, friends, you need to understand that whatever this man says, you can rest assured he's doing the exact opposite. For example, he calls evil good and good evil. He attempts to put darkness for light and light for darkness. Read Isaiah 5:20. See, and the American people are now beginning to realize that we are no longer speaking of what happens in third world countries, because America now understands that it's happening in their own backyard. Isn't that true? Folks, what is it that defines a dictator? Well, parallel the abuses of tyrant King George III in 1776 to what is happening to the American people under Obama's administration. And you will see the same tyrannical measures stemming from the same tyrannical ideology. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to tyrants, does it? Absolutely not. But in replacing King George with Obama, You think that's funny, son? Replacing King George with Obama, the Declaration of Independence states, the history of the present president of the United States is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations. In other words, overreaching, operating out of their scope of authority. In other words, they don't have the constitutional authority to do the things that they do, but they do it because the people let them get away with it. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. This is what our forefathers said of the tyrant King George III. And to prove this, they said, let's let the facts be submitted. He has refused his assent to laws. He's not complying with his authority, friends. He's not staying inside of his scope of authority. He's acting outside of his scope of authority. He wants to see how far he can go before the people actually respond. But this is our forefathers responding to a tyrant named King George across the pond. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Operation Fast and Furious, Obama as an accessory to criminal activity, of course, including murder, of course. Asserted executive privilege where law as well as court precedent clearly shows that it's unlawful. Obama has used criminal measures to attack American immigration laws and illegally usurped constitutional laws by unashamedly and unabashedly announcing he will issue work permits to illegal aliens. We're seeing this in California right now, friends. They're being lured in through a welfare state while the American people are paying for what they complain about. As the chief law enforcement agent, Obama has refused to enforce the Defense of Marriage and the Voting Rights Act against domestic terrorist groups like the new Black Panthers. No, the DOJ's all buddy-buddy with them. Attorney General Eric Holder, man, you can rest assured they're having coffee together, friends. If not worse. Going back to Obama, who has been held in contempt of court for refusing to lift the Gulf of Mexico oil drilling ban. Folks, just think about this. Who does this guy think he is? That he can just go ahead and do what he wills without the permission of those that he serves. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. This administration has forbidden governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended their operation until his assent should be obtained. With no constitutional jurisdiction in the area of state laws regarding illegal immigration, Barack Hussein Obama sued states such as Arizona, Alabama for their laws preventing and prosecuting illegal immigration. Oh, and folks, just a reminder, also keep in mind that he's released about 67,000 illegal immigrants from the prisons in America onto the streets of America. Okay, and keep in mind as well, friends, that they are felons. They are felons. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but just happening today again here, friends, just going back to the unthinkable, guess what, friends? It's unthinkable. He's also appointed over 100 mayors in the United States of America. And the reason I'm saying that he's appointed them, he has, these scoundrels, the baser sort, because we're finding that today over 100 U.S. cities beg Obama for more Muslim refugees. That means they're a part of the plan, friends, just so you understand. In his little sidekick just today, Bill Ayers, concerning Black Lives Matter, they're telling Black Lives Matter to create a fire. And I shared with you yesterday concerning this administration and the individual in the People's White House named Barack Hussein Obama. Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, texted me yesterday and told me personally that he is trying to create domestic insurrection. How long have we been blowing that horn, friends? How long have we been blowing that horn? I mean, this is crazy stuff happening in the country, but it's all happening under the regime of Barack Hussein Obama. Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama is ordering the government to hire ex-cons? This is today's news, friends. Felons to feds, Obama orders government to hire ex-cons. I mean, going back to the study of dictators, friends, don't you understand what dictators do? They want the scoundrel, said Mussolini. Because they can be dictated. They take orders. They do what they're told, or else. And folks, just so you don't think it was too far down concerning dictators, Johnson used to do the same thing to his political enemies. He would have them sent into his office in the White House. And he would have a list of the crimes that he could expose those little scoundrels that he appointed under him. He had a list of their crimes to let them know that if you get out of line, this is going to go public. I hope people understand that this isn't like a facade. This isn't fake. This is really happening. It reminds me of Joseph Mengele, the SS officer who committed heinous crimes to no end, friends. The unthinkable crimes. He said the more that we do to the people, the less they believe it's us doing it to them. And if we would simply go back to what Jesus said when he said, judge them by their fruits, I'll tell you what, every one of them, for the most part, friends, would be thrown in jail around that administration. At least. Wouldn't they? That's why they're so busy popping whistleblowers right now, friends. See, they're trying to snuff the light out. But you have to understand something, friends. When the light goes out, that means it gets darker for you. And it reminds me of when Jesus was going to the cross. Remember when the conservatives of the day, the religious people of the day, were saying, crucify him, crucify him? We have no king but King Caesar. See, those are the people that are caught up into politics today, friends. It's their idol. But do you remember when Jesus was going up to the cross? He said, if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? Hey, folks, the more you tolerate the crimes of this administration who are now going after leaders that are really leading the people and telling the people the way it is, you're bringing darkness upon yourself. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, when you know what they do and you allow it, what happens when it's a dry tree? It's the unthinkable. Folks, don't let your light in this country be snuffed out by the darkness. The fact of the matter is, America, you need to stand up and deal with the issues at hand, lawfully. We're going to come back to this, folks. We're talking about it's time to emulate, copy our forefathers. Act as they acted. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final shout out here, 1-866-582-9933, talking about how it's time for the American people to emulate our forefathers. Speaking of which, Noah Webster is the man responsible for saying the Bible is the chief moral cause of all that is good and the best corrector of all that is evil in human society. The best book for regulating the temporal concerns of men. How right on. Folks, you need to understand that the law is spiritual. That we're carnal, sold under sin, Romans 7. You need to understand that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. The law is not bad. We are carnal, and we are sinful in the sight of a just and a holy God. And his moral law, through his law, exposes our sins before him, and that's why we need the Christ. And see, what's happening in this country today, friends, is we're seeing people out there that are attacking your Christian foundation, such as the administration, which I'm speaking about, and exposing even now. You know, if Christianity is so ineffective, why is it such a threat to criminals? Because they know that Jesus came to expose them for who they were. Read John 15. And folks, just before I get going back on to emulate our forefathers, it's time for Americans to do just that. Doesn't anybody think that it's rather strange that immigrants are coming from a foreign land and a foreign government while the American people stand back and allow this administration to adjust our laws to fit theirs? What is the definition of treason, America? I need to know. I need to understand what treason means. The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Folks, we're talking about rightfully taking back that which belongs unto us, not through revolution, but through reformation. And when Abraham Lincoln said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts," that's true. And it's not that the good people are there to overthrow the Constitution, but the good people are there to overthrow the men who pervert that Constitution. And this is what you're seeing happening on a 24/7 basis in this country. I mean, folks, people are actually excited about Boehner getting his little drunk hind end kicked out of office. Yeah, rightfully so. Right? Only to be replaced by what? Another one. Named Paul Ryan. And folks, he's barely had the javelin in his hand, and what is he doing? Or the gavel in his hand, and what is he doing? He's acting just like John Boehner. Is it not for the American people to deal with crimes? Because, folks, guess what? The government at hand, concerning the president right now, is actually trying to create criminals out of good citizens in this country. Either you be killing sin, or sin be killing you. It's time to emulate our forefathers, friends. I told you that the current administration went after Arizona and Alabama for their laws preventing and prosecuting illegal immigration. Folks, what is it that you need? If he's breaking the law, he will not prosecute criminals, friends. What does that tell you? Folks, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. I'm not talking about, folks, that's not a brand new document. That document is over 238 years ago. That's when it was created. Did you hear what I just said? He has created a multitude of new offices. They're talking about the tyrant King George. But this is what we're seeing today. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Is that what's happening today, friends? We found out that the Senate just voted just a couple days ago at 11:30 at night last week, friends, where they stole over $150 million from guess who? Social Security. How many lies do you have to tell before you become charged as a liar? One, not ten, and a bell goes off. How many things do you need to steal? How many acts of treason do you need to commit before you're actually indicted and charged, friends? Come on! If this was you or I, guess what? We'd be thrown in jail. But you know what they're doing now because we're exposing them for who they are? Said Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent. They're going after folks, those that are actual whistleblowers, that are exposing them for their crimes. That is exactly what I meant when I was talking about Jesus, when he was carrying his cross, being crucified for not one wrong that he committed against anybody. He was being crucified for the sins of man. And also keep in mind, folks, those people, when they were shouting out, crucify him, they wanted Barabbas, who was a murderer in the insurrection. They desired a murderer to be freed and released while they took the innocent and put him up on the cross. And might I remind you what Jesus said, friends? Because America, it's coming down the pike. You can go ahead and cry all you want. You can blubber all you want. You can change your diapers and your pacifiers all you want. And you're going to cry out to God in that final day, folks, because judgment is upon America, and you're going to turn and say, "Lord, Lord, 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 I knew the truth, but I didn't take heed to it at that particular time. And God, you're a merciful God. You're a gracious God," my pastor said. And you know what the Lord's going to do? He's going to look at you and he's going to say, "Well, where are those gods that you were serving back then? Why don't you call out to them for help? Have them deliver you now. Where are they now?" When a people continuously in this country reject the judgments of God, the warnings of God, the mercy of God, and judgment comes upon them, do remember there was a point where Jeremiah said, "Nope, there's nothing we can do about it now. It's over. It's happening. The hammer's going to fall." This is the wrath of God upon a disobedient nation. And again, friends, last week I brought up the point that John Calvin said, and he was right on the money. He said he will allow wicked rulers over a nation that he means to judge. What are we talking about here? But folks, it doesn't mean it's all over, because I'm speaking of our forefathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence, who threw off the tyrants. See, it was either obey God or obey and submit to the tyrants. They chose God. And it was John Adams, the second president of the United States, at that particular time, after the Declaration was, it wasn't even spoken of, friends. But once it was written, what did they do? They sent an olive tree over to the king, desiring peace, and what did he do? He called them ill-designing men, and he basically told them that if they didn't repent and come to the mercy of the tyrant across the pond, that he would have them hung. What did our forefathers do? They stood up and they did this stuff, didn't they? Yes, they did. They sure did this stuff, because we're here today to talk about what they did. Matter of fact, friends, I'm going to give you a true little analogy here. There was a guy named William Williams, and at a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of American success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence, just like I do, but it's in Christ. And Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I've done much to prosecute the war, and one thing I've done which the British will never pardon, I signed the Declaration of Independence," he said, "I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty." Right on. Right on. That's the stuff, and that's the spirit of what you are made. Those are your forefathers, America. And even you foreigners coming into America, you need to understand your forefathers. Because if you came in here legally, guess what? They're your forefathers too. I want to tell you something. They were following the Christ. They followed the rule of God's moral law is what they were doing. Were they perfect? Nope, they weren't perfect. But you know what? It's time for us to right the wrongs. It was Thomas Jefferson that said, every generation needs a new revolution. Folks, our revolution is to go back to the old past. It's already there. And again, so let me restate that. To the present, Bradley Dean says, concerning what Thomas Jefferson said, when he said that every generation needs a new revolution, nay, we don't need a new revolution. We need a reformation, and we need to deal with the criminals that mean to destroy who we are. Because I want to tell you something, friends, we got a whole lot of Benedict Arnolds in this country, and I'm sick and tired of them. They're willing to sell out everything that we are, friends, even to the point of giving power over to the enemy. That means to take off your head. That means to take off your head. Oh, I could run down that channel for a moment. John Adams said, after the Declaration of Independence was written, friends, he said, it's time to take a leap in the dark. In other words, we walk by faith, not by sight. We close our eyes to reason, and we trust in the living God who is among us. You know, I was just telling my wife this morning, I said, isn't it interesting to know, because I'm reading the book of Deuteronomy again. It's one of my favorite books, and it's so simple to understand. You know, the Bible talks about the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy 4, then it talks about it in Deuteronomy 5, and then going on, friends, Exodus 20, over and over and over and over and over again. And then we talk about the Torah, and then keep in mind, make the distinction between moral law and ceremonial law, friends. Don't forget about that. Because ceremonial law has been done in Christ, but the moral law has never been abrogated, because Christ in Matthew 5 came to explain it. And if it was abrogated, then why did Christ explain it in the first place? You don't explain that which has been abrogated. Absolutely not. Folks, we're going to come back. We're talking about it's time to emulate our forefathers. Folks, it's time for you to close your eyes to reason and walk by faith. It's time for you to close your eyes to reason and walk by faith just like our forefathers did. And I'm going to come back and finish off that point as to what I was telling my wife.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As a matter of fact, friends, interestingly enough, King George, was speaking about the olive branch that was actually written to King George on the behalf of our forefathers who desired peace. Well, he didn't want peace. He wanted absolute rule. We know absolute power corrupts, friends. And that's exactly what he wanted. But it's interesting that what he wrote on August 21st, he said, instead of it being a peaceful response, the king refused to see them or to look at the petition in which they sent, and which in his view originated from an illegal and illegitimate assembly of rebels. Of course, folks, this is the guy that called your forefathers terrorists, friends, just like this administration is labeling you domestic terrorists, friends. Not the radical jihadists. No, you Americans. That's how you overthrow a nation. And yes, this is perfect judgment. But on August 23rd, declaring the North American colonies in a state of rebellion and ordering all of our officers, this is the King George, and all of our obedient and loyal subjects to use their utmost endeavors to withstand and suppress such rebellion. This is called the state-controlled media today. Did you hear what I said? This is the state-controlled media polarizing and demonizing anybody that stands up for law and right. It's not a good place to put yourself. But I wanted to go back to one of the points, we're in our final segment here, that I was making during the break. And interestingly enough, just today I was talking to my wife, and I said to her, it's interesting that when you look upon the Word of God, do you know that in Scripture it tells us that He failed not one word of His covenant to His people? You know, I like to talk about, you can find nowhere in Scripture where God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Nope, you can't. And this begins to identify why, because he is not a man that he should lie. Man is a liar, God is not. He is holy, and he is just, and he is good. As a matter of fact, the fruits of the Spirit are what? In all righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 4. And read Ephesians 5. But just think about that. He failed not one word of his covenant. The children of Israel could call upon him in all things, and he was nigh unto them to be called upon by his people in all things. King David said that he's forever at my right hand. I shall not be moved. As a matter of fact, the children of Israel felt the wrath of God. Let me put it this way. The wrath of his rod, literally, his backhand, his chastisements, when they even said to Moses, "Where is God? Is not he among us?" God did not like that whatsoever. So America, to stand back and say that God is at some distant place. No, keep in mind, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. And no, you don't need to understand that, but I can tell you and show you some specificity and some specifics in the Word. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. Just think about that. Upon the earth, he knows that which is good and that which is evil, because the Bible says he beholds the good and the evil in all of the earth, all of the time. A sparrow will not fall to the ground that he will not notice. If the global, for instance, let's use the word globally in correct in perspective here, in the way it should be said. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without your Father's notice. That's how specific, that's how nigh God is into us, or unto us in all things. And that's pretty cool stuff. But that's what I was sharing with my wife. And it's like, why do we excuse ourselves by complaining about what we don't have or what God hasn't shown us? He's shown us everything we need to know right now. I think sometimes he withholds things for the purpose of us not ruining ourselves, to be honest with you. Because if we had those things that we wanted sometimes, that would be the fallouts. We'd ruin ourselves. He knows when to give us things. And usually when he gives you things is when you don't care about him anymore. Or when he's got your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Going back to, it's time to emulate our forefathers. Czars, anyone? Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama has sent his EPA, IRS, DOJ, and other gangsters to sue private American businesses as citizens, steal private lands, and assault churches as well as private groups that oppose him? Hello. Hello. You know, in the whole facade is that the state-controlled media is always over in some third-world country telling you all the bad things happening over there, right? Well, when in fact you're the one that's under attack. But I've told you that since the day that this individual walked into the White House. He's affected to render the military independent of superior and to civil power. In other words, standing armies that are under his absolute control. For those that are in the military, you swore to uphold the Constitution. If he fails to do that, that does not make him the commander-in-chief to violate the Constitution. It's your job to magnify the laws regardless if he does or not. And maybe that's why they're using foreigners for Jade Helm. Foreign military over on American soil. Could be. I bet that's what it is. And that's the reason. Because foreigners will do their bidding, won't they? Americans won't do it to their own people. Matter of fact, they found out 90% of those in the Marines would not assail their own people. See, so they got a problem there. Obama set criminal precedents as he moved the United States military from the congressional chain of command and used them in Libya with no regard to the violation of War Powers Act. Obama's Secretary of Defense has advised Congress that the military will go to war upon the authorization of the United Nations, NATO, or other global entities, excluding any mention of congressional approval. In other words, they're giving you the finger and saying, you don't matter anymore. We're going to do what we want to do. We have absolute power over you now. If that was the truth, they wouldn't have to lie to you through the state-controlled media. No, their greatest fear is that you do wake up. Bad people, corrupt people in governments. So these are just a few examples of Obama's King George abuses on the American people. Now the question lies at the feet of the American people. How are you going to respond? Two, what? When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, it is their duty, your duty, to throw off such governments. It's not government. It's mob. So, America, it's time for the Declaration of Independence to be resurrected in the same spirit as our forefathers. So get those flags out, appeal to heaven, and know King Jesus. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to him.
Amen, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing all that we can do. You know, sometimes I hear about how busy other people are, and I almost have to, I do, kind of laugh.
Just say it for way
to, you know, when I hear how people, you know, I'm so busy, and they're probably so busy, I think your busy is probably not even it. Inkling close to my busy. I mean, we're talking about, you know, people say, well, I do my job from 9 to 5. It's like, oh, do you do your job from, you know, 7 to midnight? I mean, seriously, this is how adamant we are about reaching and seeking and saving that which is lost and doing that which the Lord has called us to do. And there's never a time that we sit back and just say, oh, everything's done now. We're just fulfilled. We're just not going to be pressing forward. If you want to get something done, chances are you're going to have to do it yourself, and you're going to have to move forward, and you're going to have to press and press and press and press and press until your breakthrough comes. A lot of times the Lord wants to see how serious we are. How serious are you about this? Are you going to really pray it through? Are you really going to walk by faith and really see it through? Or are you going to just push back when the going gets a little tough and when you come to a little opposition? The Sons of Liberty is not about that. We're about breaking through walls, barriers, and getting the job done. And if that's what you're about, please do support this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means for our new listeners is you support this work on a monthly basis. You can go ahead and choose the level of membership that's right for you. It's very easy to do. You just punch in your information. All your donations are tax deductible. But I like that you can feel really good about what you're giving to. We understand that people work hard for their money, so where they place it and where they give to is a big deal. And I want you to know that we are working tirelessly here at this end to not only be on the radio show 6 days a week. That wasn't helping my point there.
Yeah, that
was good. But we're working as hard as we can to make sure this message gets out there, not only through the radio program, but also doing events. We're going to be out in Texas again, coming up here at the end of this week, and then next week doing so many different events. I don't quite know when we're going to have time to rest in between, let's put it that way. But we're happy to be used by God. So for those of you that say, listen, I want to support this work, it's needful in this country. It's needful people who speak the truth black and white, and there's not many people out there that are willing to do it. Please do support us. We cannot do this without you. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also make a one-time donation if you choose. And I also want to point out all of our wonderful products at our store, all the way from t-shirts to DVDs to CDs to water bottles to coffee mugs. You name it, we got it. If you want an opportunity to be able to minister to people through a book, CD, DVD, and our MyWater documentary series, by the way, is still playing on Dove Television, do not miss out on that opportunity. Go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and check out the store.
The moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to be the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. Who said that? None other than, you guessed it, Mr. Noah Webster. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Talking 23. See ya.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.